This is a secret database of protest and protesters. We don't know how many people are on it, but there's thousands of people on it. And they are run by a sort of a police apparatus that we don't know much about, which is their job is to hunt out people they call domestic extremists.
What are domestic extremists?
Well, the police think that what domestic extremists are people who commit crime. And they think that in their theory, they're saying that, you know, there's whole campaign groups who are not domestic extremists, but need to be monitored because there are domestic extremists within them. And these are people who are the sort of the minority of people who are prepared to commit crime in order to further their aims. And these, in a sense, these units have grown up in order to catch animal rights activists. And what police are saying is that domestic extremists are people who basically commit crimes such as going and harassing people or, you know, trying to shut down power stations or try to close down airports. And these people are criminals.
But the people who are on this database aren't all criminals, are they?
No, I mean, that's the interesting thing. What we found out is that there are people on the database who have got no criminal record at all. One of these is Mark Thomas, the comedian. He's got never committed a crime and never been convicted of committing a crime in his life.
And can an individual find out if they're on this database?
Yes, in theory they can. We're featuring a case of Matt Salisbury, who is a activist and journalist. And he's used the Data Protection Act to get entries from the police intelligence files on himself released to him. And he's also got a photograph of himself, which he's managed to get the police to release to him. And this is a photograph from these intelligence files. And they show him coming out of a meeting, which was a public meeting organised to held to organise a demonstration in the future. And it shows that he, again, is someone who has got no criminal record, and they've taken police photographs, photographers have taken the photograph of him coming out of a perfectly public meeting.
You say a photograph. What kind of information are they storing about people?
Well, in the case of Matt Salisbury, they stored a lot of information about what he was wearing at demonstrations. And it goes into a lot of detail about how he is wearing a scarf and a Crombie jacket, how he is wearing riding a bike. And they also record what he said to police. I mean, at one point he's asking police who are from a particular force, why are they in this area? Aren't they a bit off their manner? And they give an explanation. And all of this is recorded.
And you mentioned animal rights groups. This is how this database emerged, the monitoring of animal rights groups. But the groups that they're monitoring now are a very sort of disparate collection of organisations, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, the police have done a very good job in terms of catching animal rights protesters. But the accusation now is that having caught the animal rights protesters, now they need another target in order to stay in business. And the accusation is a classic mission creep, allegation of mission creep, which they deny. But they are now, their targets now includes environmental camp groups, such as Plain Stupid or Climate Camp, far-right groups, such as the English Defence League, far-left groups, and still the animal rights groups as well.